Bless us with peace. Luke, chapter 2, verse 14. Let us turn to a book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 14. Glory to God in the highest and on earth peace to men, on whom His favor rests. Merry Christmas. I bless you in the name of Jesus, that you will have a joyous Christmas time. Everyone forms relationships with others in their lives. When people have good relationships with other people, they are happy, but in contrast, when people do not have good relationships with others, they experience really painful and hard times. So, for a human being, three kinds of relationships should be well established. That is grace and a blessing. First of all, it is about relationships with other people. In other words, it is relationships between people. When a baby is born, the baby meets parents, neighbors and friends. As this baby grows up, male and female meets each other, makes up a family and begins a community in a society. This kind of thing changes the destiny. It has been said that a child that has met good parents goes ahead of others by 10 years. Between a married couple relationship as well, depends on the relationship between them, things can turn out to be happiness for life or bad luck. There are things that we can choose, but also there are things that we cannot choose. These days, I think you might have also seen the video clip that has images of children who fled away from North Korea to China because of extreme hunger. These children were looking for something to eat from the garbage bin, and their legs were getting rotten because of the frostbite. I prayed for them and I really thanked for the fact that I was not born in North Korea and I was born in South Korea. But when we think about the fact that it was not our choice we made, we get to realize that choice and encountering are all about blessed relationships. Therefore, good relationships with people are a huge blessing. The other thing is the relationship with material things. In other words, it is about the relationship between people and money. People cannot live away from money. So, before God created human beings, He created the material world first of all, and He told us to control and rule over them. Materials are neither good nor bad. Depending on how you earn money, and depending on how you use the money, it can turn out to be good or bad. I think of the principle of relationship between people and money as ship and water. A ship needs water to be able to move around. But this water, which is really important to a ship, when it comes into a ship, it makes a ship to sink down into the water. It eventually makes a ship to drown. Relationship between material things and people are like this. Material things make our lives to be livelier. But when these material things penetrate our conscience, faith and characters fall, conscience falls, and they get to abandon God at last. Therefore, when we control material things and rule over them, those belongings become happiness and a blessing to us. The Bible teaches us well about this wisdom about relationships. The other thing is the relationship between God and us. In other words, it is about the relationship between God and people. It is a life relationship. When we have this relationship properly, God gives us peace, rest and wisdom. Also, He gives us blessings so that our relationships with people, with material things are well established. Christmas that the Lord came to this land, was to help restore our relationships with God. So on the day Jesus came, angels sang songs like this. Glory to God in the highest and on earth peace to men, on whom His favor rests. That is right. Whoever believes in Jesus, worries turn to peace, and darkness turns to light. When we have Jesus in our hearts, we get to have peace in our hearts. Peace remains in family and in the nation as well. Also, a person that is hell-bound becomes a citizen of heaven. A lot of people look for this kind of peace, way and answers in life. They look for answers from shamans, fortune tellers eagerly. But there is no peace of life. There is no way. There is no answer. So people give up and they rely their lives on destiny and fate. No, it is not the right way. Jesus is the way of life, answer. He came to give us peace. That very day is a Christmas day. Through Christmas, which Jesus came to us, I pray that you will have this kind of peace today. Peace be with you. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.